Most nights I'm lonely, baby, you don't even notice.
It's a music by Young John. Aquafina, it's our favorite on Fresh FM.
Let's check in with the cool kids who stay locked in while on their hustle. It's time for Fresh from the Office.
It is 9:29 right now on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. We see you. We see you out here just listening to Fresh FM while you're on your hustle. We see you out here listening to us while you're going to your next meeting. We see you, or in this case, for our guest today, we see you creating while listening to Fresh FM, because that's your office. Yeah, man. So let's check in with Dako right now, who's listening to us from his form of an office. All right, Dako.
Morning. How's it, man?
Ah, it's all good.
Morning, Dako. How are you doing today, man?
I'm easy, Shekwa. On your side?
We are great. How is the creator feeling with this great weather in Windhoek today?
No, it's awesome, man. It's a nice Monday.
Oh, okay.
All right, Dako, you got to tell us about your line of work, my man. What exactly is it that you do?
I'm a visual artist. I create many forms of art. I paint. I draw, but I'm mostly known for my nail and string artwork. I make portraits and different types of artwork.
Dako, we're losing you there,
Dako.
Yes, can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you now. Yeah.
Yes, quickly just repeat that again. You were saying you are known for?
I'm known mostly for my nail and string artworks. I create portraits and different types of artworks using nails and string and fabric.
So listen, Dako is this guy. First of all, the one thing that I can even maybe say about your character from just seeing the line of work that you're in right now is that Dako is very patient. Because I do not understand how you can use or actually make a portrait using 25,836 nails for a portrait. Like, how does that even go?
Yeah, it takes a lot of time because I have to hitting those nails individually. Right now, fortunately, I've got two assistants.
Okay, but
people helping me.
So quickly tell us, how did you get into this line of business? Though, how did you just decide for yourself that, listen, as much as this might be a hobby for some people, I'm going to make it a point to, I don't know, just let this be my main source of income. How did that come about?
It was actually not intentional.
Okay.
I never wanted to be an artist. So I just found myself out of a job with nothing to do. So I used to draw all the time. So I started posting my drawings on Facebook. And people started asking me how much for them.
Oh, all right. Fantastic. So I see that I'm actually going through your Instagram page right now. To anyone who's actually listening, it's Ndako Gipandulwa. Okay. So that is N-D-A-K-O. So you can just check it out. And what I wanted to ask you is that one of my personal favorites has to be the one that you did for Windhoek Draft, eh? How much was that? How much did you build them? I'm just curious.
Because looking at some of your work here,
he's so talented.
No, that one was 24K.
24K?
Yeah, I think about 1.6 meters wide. It was quite big. Sound of Summer, let's Sound of Summer.
Oh, okay. I know you really need to see this work for yourself. But yeah, Inski.
But check this out. I mean, snap, man. It's clear that you have something going on here. Are we looking at international shows? Because you know sometimes, this Namibia of ours, we don't really appreciate fine art like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do we have a plan for international?
Yeah, fortunately, I have been involved. Quite recently in international shows. I was involved in an exhibition in Cape Town in March.
Okay.
And also last year, I participated in the Beijing Biennale exhibition.
Wow.
Yeah, so at least...
you were saying?
I'm saying, yeah, at least I am starting to get out there.
Yeah, yeah, slowly but surely, because, man, this deserves those international shows where the Queen of England summons, Darko and be like, hey, can I have a piece of artwork, please? Just of my dog or something.
Oh, my dog.
You will take those palms, my man. You will take it.
Absolutely. And maybe just to add on, the one thing that I'm also seeing that Darko also does is, like, you know, you could actually, and you know what, Darko, this is actually a great opportunity for you, because this screams NSK right now, okay?
Yeah.
So partner, what Darko does is he can take, like, your jacket, for example, like a jean jacket.
Yeah.
And he does, like, a portrait of your face at the back of it.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah, and it looks really, really sick. But Darko, quickly tell us, what are your future plans, man? How do you want to grow the business from this point onwards?
Man, for now, I'm happy with my trajectory so far.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I just want to keep it going, keep trying to get into international shows. I exhibited last year, so I don't think I'm going to have another exhibition this year. Probably next year I'll have another solo exhibition. You know, yeah, but for now, I'm just enjoying it, and I'm not putting too much strain on myself.
Of course, yeah, yeah. Do you know the game of anything but correct?
No.
You don't know the game of anything but, not even heard of it, right?
No.
Okay. So anything but correct. Shekwan, perhaps just quickly explain to Darko how anything but correct works.
I mean, you know, Darko is a product of St. George's. I'm just putting it out there.
Ow.
He should most understand anything but correct. So basically, we're going to ask you a couple of questions, right? And you answer them with anything but correct. So only wrong answers.
Yeah.
Let's give it a spin.
And you've got 30 seconds. You're not allowed to pause in between the questions. You have to answer them immediately.
Yeah.
Do you understand that bit, Darko?
Let's go.
That's the spirit. Playing the game of anything but correct is Mr. Visual Artist, Fine Dine himself. It's Darko. Let's get into it. Your timer starts right now. Now, Darko, is it true that the Erongo region is home to Windhoek?
Yes.
1 plus 2 is?
7.
When is Independence Day?
22 October.
All right. Are we lost the finest in South Africa? Is that true or false?
False.
Ah! Nailed you, bro! Nailed you!
Imagine as Ndako saying that we nailed you to a man who uses nails
every day. thank you so much for being good sport, my man. We appreciate you and we wish you all the best. That's up with your road ahead. Do you have any shout outs, my man?
Shout out to everyone. Shout out to the nation, man.
Happy
Monday to everyone.
Daze. Shout out to the yellow Nasi. Thank you so much, Ndako. Have a fantastic day, my guy.
All right, thank you, man.
And keep listening to Fresh.
Always, thanks.
Love it, the music, home of the hits.